RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can also listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz. Or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id. Hello listener, welcome back to English Bulletin over RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. In today's edition, we'll present to you our program summary for today. First, we'll bring you our news, followed by commentary, Today in History, News in Brief. We'll continue our next program with Indonesian Wonder and Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. We'll conclude our program for today with Music Corner. Stand by now for the news.
Voice of Indonesia with the news.
Here is the news, first the headline. President wants Corruption Eradication Commission to remain strong. President Joko Widodo builds communication with leaders of Middle Eastern countries. And now the news in detail. President Joko Widodo on Tuesday at the State Palace again reiterated his rejection of all efforts to weaken the Corruption Eradication Commission regarding the Special Committee of the House of Representatives for the inquiry into the anti-corrupt body. The president asserted that the efforts to eradicate corruption in the country should not be weakened, given the increasing challenges of the moment. The president also called on all elements of society to support the Corruption Eradication Commission.
Saya tidak ingin KPK itu lemah. Udah, KPK harus kuat dan upaya.
I do not want the Corruption Eradication Commission to be weak. The commission must be strong, and the efforts to eradicate corruption should also not weaken, because our country still requires tremendous efforts to eradicate corruption. So we need a strong and independent Corruption Eradication Commission, and that thought should be a foundation in the framework of our joint efforts to eradicate corruption. This would be our common ground in all steps, in every decision-making. Do not ever think of weakening the Corruption Eradication Commission.
Dalam semua langkah, dalam setiap pembuatan keputusan, jangan ada pikiran-pikiran melemahkan KPK, nggak boleh.
Earlier, a coalition to reject the inquiry into the Corruption Eradication Commission reported a number of House chairmen and 23 members of the Special Committee to the House of Representatives Ethics Council, or MKD. The coalition considers that the Special Committee was ratified with the number of members, which is not in accordance with the provisions. The coalition also considers that their reporting should be proceed by the Ethics Council, given the formation of the Special Committee is suspected a deformed procedure. President Joko Widodo admitted that he has established communication with some Middle Eastern country leaders. The talks are being built in connection with the growing tension in the Middle East due to the cutting of diplomatic ties between countries in the Middle East with Qatar, after witnessing the distribution of Ramadan gift in Penjaringan, North Jakarta, Tuesday. President Joko Widodo said in a communication with the leaders of the Middle East countries, he intended to know the fundamental problems that cause tension in the Middle East. President Joko Widodo, however, admitted that he does not know the Indonesia's position in the conflict yet.
Sampai saat ini saya sudah bertelepon ke
Until now I have telephoned the President of Turkey, Erdogan. I have also telephoned Emir Qatar, Sheikh Tamim. I also have phoned Sheikh Muhammad from the United Arab Emirates. Have spoken a lot. In the meantime, I want to get input actually what the basic issues so that later we know what role we can play. So in the meantime, I cannot yet speak about it. But I will continue to call the other countries related to friction that occurred in the Middle East, especially between Saudi Arabia and Qatar.
A number of countries in the Middle East cut the diplomatic ties with Qatar. The move was initiated by Bahrain and Saudi Arabia. Saudi Arabia is even reported to have closed the border of Riyadh and cut off all land, sea, and air contacts with the country in the Arabian Peninsula. Next, five other Middle Eastern countries following the move are the United Arab Emirates, Egypt, Libya, Yemen, and the Maldives. The seven countries have accused Qatar of supporting militant groups such as ISIS and Al-Qaeda. The Qatari government responded by stating that the step of cutting diplomatic relations was an unjustifiable and not based on fact. President Joko Widodo has underlined the importance of maintaining food security and guaranteeing the welfare of farmers as producers. Food security is important as the rise and fall of a country is dependent on the people's ability to have access to an affordable supply of food, the president said when opening a meeting at the State Palace on Tuesday. The president said that ensuring the welfare of farmers should also be given serious attention so that they could become more productive. President Jokowi called on his relevant ministers to closely monitor distribution lines and ensure that they are not too long so that food commodities remain affordable for everyone. Meanwhile, Bank Indonesia BI had launched a revamped online food price database on www.hargapangan.id. Through the website, netizen can access updated information on the prices of 21 variants of 10 major food commodities such as rice, garlic, and beef. The data is obtained daily from 164 traditional markets in 82 cities across the country. The conflict in Syria and Iraq between terrorist organization of ISIS or Islamic State of Syria and Iraq, with the governments have reached Marawi in the Philippines. The conflict that can harm the life of nation is expected not to enter Indonesia. It was said by Chief Commander of Indonesia Military, General Gatot Nurmantio, on the joint fast briefing with Chief of Media and Journalists at Balai Sudirman in Jakarta recently.
Jangan sampai konflik di Syria berpindah ke Indonesia. Ini yang
do not let conflict in Syria move to Indonesia. I call on media to remind all people that if there is an indication of unknown people, they can report to Indonesian military, Indonesian police, and other government institutions. I also said these people while I visited district of Morotai, Ternate, Poso, Palu to prevent ISIS come to Indonesia, because the embryo of ISIS organization already exists in Indonesia.
Moreover, General Gatot Nurmantio said Indonesia keeps watching the existence of ISIS terrorist organization in Marawi, the Philippines. He explained, due to the short distance from the Philippines to northern Indonesian districts such as Morotai and Ternate should make all elements of people participate in preventing the entering of terrorist organization of ISIS or ISIS to Indonesia. This news coming to you from the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. The Coordinating Ministry for Economic Affairs said that the government will launch several economic policy packages after the Eid. This is to address social gap amid efforts to achieve the economic growth target. The Ministry Secretary Lukita Dinarsyah Tuwo told journalists at his office in Jakarta on Tuesday that within several months after the Eid al-Fitri holiday, the ministry will launch several policies related to realizing economic equality such as agrarian reform, vocational schools, microloan improvement, and various social assistance cards that are being integrated. According to Lukita, the social assistance cards integration will be realized in the near future. Education and healthcare subsidies distributed via the Indonesia Healthcare Card or KIS, the Indonesia Smart Card KIP, and other assistance will be distributed through a single card. Since March, the Agrarian Ministry has continued to finalize the Agrarian Reform Package by collecting data on lands without certificate. The government has also set a target to issue 5 million land certificates by the end of this year. In addition, the Coordinating Ministry for Economic Affairs is finalizing the 50 economic policy package on logistic aim at cutting logistic costs. Terrorism is common enemy for all mankind in the world. The terrorism action can take place in any country. Intelligent observer Stepi Andriani at the discussion on Pancasila values in Jakarta on Tuesday said Indonesian people must strengthen civic intelligence to prevent radical ideas. She said Pancasila is not only a spirit, but also the philosophy of life for the nation and state.
Menurut saya, Pancasila bukan sekedar hanya barang ditaruh di gedung.
I think Pancasila is not only a thing to be put on the wall of the building, but the most important thing is the spirit of civic intelligence. From Aceh province until Papua province, they must have the same civic intelligence. Moreover, Stefi Andriani also asked the government not to teach people about Pancasila as theory only, but to materialize the values of Pancasila in daily life. Stepi also asked the people to keep alert about the real threat of terrorism. The last item, Indonesian Culture Center in the Indonesian Embassy in Cairo keep introducing Indonesian art and culture to the Egyptian people. Various Indonesian culture and art are introduced and taught in Indonesian Cultural Center, such as Indonesian language, dances, traditional music, and martial art pencaksilat. It was stated by the Indonesian Culture Center manager, Wahyudi Abdul Rahim, to RRI on Tuesday in Cairo. According to Wahyudi, the Egyptians' interest in Indonesia is quite high, especially pencaksilat. Today, there are almost 300 Egyptians from all ages learn pencaksilat in Indonesian Cultural Center Cairo, and around 100 people learn pencaksilat outside the center.
Dan ternyata memang animo masyarakat.
Apparently, Egyptian interest is amazing because there are several uniqueness of pencaksilat that are not found in other martial arts. Moreover, Egypt is Muslim countries, and pencaksilat is a traditional martial arts from a Muslim country. The fact that it is origin from a Muslim country, that means that the philosophy of the martial art is Islam, has attracted the Egyptians.
On June 10, 2017, Indonesian Cultural Center in Cairo performed pencaksilat on Ramadan Lifestyle in Cairo Opera House and was warmly welcomed by the Egyptian. According to Wahyudi, the center encourages the effort to establish the Egyptian Silat Union. He also said that pencaksilat is in a negotiation with the Egyptian Sport Ministry to be registered as the official sport art in Egypt, so it can be taught in sport clubs in Egypt. And to end the news, here are the main point once again. President wants Corruption Eradication Commission to remain strong. President Joko Widodo builds communication with leaders of Middle Eastern countries. And that was the news from the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Hey Michelle, what are you reading?
Oh, hi Steve. I'm reading an Indonesian travel brochure. And guess what?
What?
It's really fun and challenging, you know?
Really?
Yeah, all scenery looks so beautiful. Now I can decide where to visit.
Well, how about Joglo Semarang? It is short term for Yogyakarta, Solo, and Semarang.
Oh.
And it is one of the 10 main tourism destinations in Indonesia.
Okay, I'll try to joglo Samar. Make your dream of having a holiday in Joglo Semar, Indonesia come true by joining VOI International Quiz 2017. Answer the following question. 1. Please mention some VOI programs and which one is your favorite. 2. When do you listen to VOI and in what language? 3. How do you listen to VOI? 4. What is your suggestions for VOI? 5. Tell us briefly, what do you know about Indonesia?
Send the answers along with your personal data, passport number, and passport expiry date to VOI International Quiz at voi.co.id. VOI International Quiz at voi.co.id before August the 1st, 2017. See you in Indonesia.
This is RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia with commentary entitled Elections in England and France. Britain held an early election last week that had been planned since some time ago. The early election proposed by Prime Minister Theresa May was expected to help May to immediately settle Britain's separation with the EU, Brexit. Europe itself did not want to linger about the separation. But what its dream is not the same as what is gained. Instead of paving the way for a total separation plan, the Conservative Party lost its majority in Parliament, and the current parliamentary position hangs. Despite the win, the Conservative Party cannot rule without coalition partners. Of the 650 seats in the House of Commons, the Conservative Party has only 310 seats, and if all seats not yet counted belong to the Conservative Party, then the total number is only 324, which means it cannot be an absolute majority. Before the election, the Conservative Party occupied 330 seats and the Labour Party had 229 seats. With such out-of-the-box result, Jeremy Corbyn, chairman of the Labour Party, even dared to urge Theresa May to resign. Observers expect May's courage to hold early election was due to some survey favoring the Conservative to 21%. This means that the percentage, if converted, can make the achievement of up to 100 seats. The courage is also due to internal divisions in the Labour Party, which according to political calculations could make them lose 100 seats. But apparently the results obtained were not what May had expected. Different from England, in France, République en Marche, the party formed by President Emmanuel Macron, won 28% in the first round of legislative election. This is a great victory for a newly formed party. Together with his ally Modem, which earned 4% of the vote, the two of combined could make up the majority with more than 400 seats in the parliament. That is, if they win again in the second round of elections next week. Unfortunately, despite winning, the number of votes is still less than 50%. This result is a strong support for President Macron. During the last presidential election, many left-wingers voted for Macron for not wanting Marine Le Pen, the right-wing leader to win. Many of them later claimed they would not support President Macron in the legislative elections. But the fact is, the opponents had to swallow their own words. What happened in Britain and in France is the dynamic in democracy. Theresa May's comfortable position became difficult because of her ambition through early elections. In contrast, Macron's, whose position was previously difficult, became relatively easy because of the first rounds of elections' blessings. There is no such thing as everlasting in politics to gain power. Listener, that was commentary for today. I'm Dinu Graha. Thank you for listening.
Today in History. A compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
Hello, listener of RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. We are going to give you our Today in History and outstanding events happening today in the past as recorded in history. We begin with the Argentinian soldiers surrendered to Britain in the Falkland War. The Falkland War was a two-month conflict between Argentina and Great Britain who fought over the Falkland Island in South Georgia and South Sandwich Island. The war ended with the surrender of the Argentinians on June 14, 1982, after 3 weeks of Britain's amphibious and land operation in the eastern part of Falkland. During the war, 650 Argentinians and 250 British were dead. Both sides also experienced a great material loss. Next information is coming from the Schengen Agreement was signed to abolish the international border checks. On June 14, 1985, the Netherlands, Belgium, Germany, Luxembourg and France signed the Schengen Agreement. The agreement consisted of various shared policies for short-term entry permissions, including the Schengen visa, border control harmonizations and inter-border police cooperation. In the Schengen region, border posts and controls were abolished and Schengen visa was issued. The owner of a passport and visa of a country which implements the Schengen agreement can freely enter the territory of other member countries. We enter this edition of Today in History with World Blood Donor Day. World Blood Donor Day is commemorated every June 14 based on the agreement of World Health Organization, International Federation of Red Cross and Red Crescent, International Federation of Blood Donor Organization and International Society of Blood Transfusion. The day was created as an appreciation for the blood donors in the whole world who voluntarily helping in saving millions of human lives. The World Blood Donor Day was commemorated for the first time on June 14, 2004. Well, listener, that was Today in History over RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. I'm Nuka Kusumawati.
Today in History. A compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
Focus. Daily news and events.
ITS and Wismar University cooperating in developing sustainable energy, read by Nisma. Listener, welcome back with me, Nisma, in Foygreen. Today's topic is ITS and Wismar University cooperating in developing sustainable energy. 10 November Institute of Technology, or ITS from Surabaya, East Java, collaborated with Wismar University of Germany in a research to empower a potential of the outermost islands of Indonesia. Currently, there are two islands being targeted, namely Poteran Island in Madura, East Java, and Maratua Island in East Kalimantan. Representative of Wismar University, Dr. Ing Wolfgang Bus, in his visit to ITS on Friday, 9 of June, said the empowerment research is carried out through a project called Sustainable Island Development Initiative. Poteran Island contains potential natural resources such as drumstick leaves or Moringa oleivera. The local community has been trained to develop the drumstick leaves extract as medicine. Meanwhile, the Maratua Island has marine tourism potential that can be developed for both domestic and foreign tourists. In his visit to ITS Surabaya, Wolfgang Bus accompanied German Ambassador to Indonesia, Michael Werrier von Ongern Stenberg. They had a discussion with the board of ITS. One of their topics was sustainable energy. ITS Vice Rector on Research, Innovation and Cooperation, Ketut Budha Artana, said, "In the future, both institutions will develop another research in Natuna Island. The potential in that island is the sustainable energy." According to him, further discussion will be held with Foreign Affairs Ministry. Related to sustainable energy, Michael Vreyer said Germany had considered using nuclear as sustainable energy. However, they worried its development. One of their worries appeared after watching the Fukushima incident, which caused great impact after failure of nuclear energy. In the end, they made a political decision to stop the nuclear use as sustainable energy. Therefore, Ambassador Michael Vreyer von Ongern Stenberg suggested Indonesia not to develop the nuclear energy because Indonesia still have many other potential. Among many was the geothermal energy. According to the ambassador, this energy through research and usage can bring a long-term great effect. Indonesia itself houses 40% of global geothermal potential and is the third biggest geothermal energy producer after USA and the Philippines. Well, listener, that was Foy Green from the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Here is our news in brief. President Joko Widodo on Tuesday at the State Palace again reiterated his rejection of all efforts to weaken the corruption eradication corruption. President Joko Widodo admitted that he has established communication with some Middle Eastern country leaders. The talks are being built in connection with the growing tension in the Middle East due to the cutting of diplomatic ties between countries in the Middle East with Qatar. President Joko Widodo has underlined the importance of maintaining food security and guaranteeing the welfare of farmers as producers. The conflict in Syria and Iraq between terrorist organizations of ISIS, Islamic State of Syria and Iraq, with governments has reached Marawi in the Philippines. The conflict that can harm the life of nation is expected not to enter Indonesia. The Coordinating Ministry for Economic Affairs said that the government will launch several economic policy packages after the Eid. Terrorism is a common enemy for all mankind in the world. The terrorism action can take place in any country. And the last item, Indonesian Culture Center in the Indonesian Embassy in Cairo keep introducing Indonesian art and culture to Egyptian people. And that was our news in brief from the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Hey Michelle, what are you reading?
Oh, hi Steve. I'm reading an Indonesian travel brochure. And guess what?
What?
It's really fun and challenging, you know?
Really?
Yeah, all scenery looks so beautiful. Now I can decide where to visit.
Well, how about Joglo Semarang? It is short term for Yogyakarta, Solo, and Semarang.
Oh.
And it is one of the 10 main tourism destinations in Indonesia.
Okay, I'll try to Joglo Semarang. Make your dream of having a holiday in Joglo Semar, Indonesia come true by joining VOI International Quiz 2017. Answer the following question. 1. Please mention some VOI programs and which one is your favorite. 2. When do you listen to VOI and in what language? 3. How do you listen to VOI? 4. What is your suggestions for VOI? 5. Tell us briefly, what do you know about Indonesia?
Send the answers along with your personal data, passport number, and passport expiry date to VOI International Quiz at voi.co.id. VOI International Quiz at voi.co.id before August the 1st, 2017. See you in Indonesia.
You're still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. We'll continue our next program with Indonesian Wonder and Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia.
Let's listen to various information of Indonesian arts and culture in a daily segment of Indonesian Wonder.
Hello listeners, welcome to Indonesian Wonder, a daily segment featuring tourism, culinary arts, fine arts, and culture from various regions across Indonesia. In today's edition, we will introduce you to Mando O'Hill in East Nusa Tenggara Province. Stay tuned. Listeners, East Nusa Tenggara is a province which consists of various islands. One of them is Rote Island, which is located in the southern part of this province. This island has volcano. Its soil structure is dominated by lime and low hills. However, this island has beautiful tourism object, namely Mando O'Hill. The hill is not far from Ba'a City. Listeners, Mando O'Hill is also well known with the name Tangga 300 because to go to the peak of the hill must be through around 365 steps. From the peak of Mando O'Hill, visitors can see amazing natural panorama. One of the special things of Mando O'Hill is one of the most southern borders between Indonesia and Australia. Even the hill becomes border between Asia and Australia continent. Listeners, Mando O'Hill is located at Kuli Village with its roots of agriculture. To go to the place is through El Tari Airport. Then it is continued by using airplane to airport on Rote Island. Tourists can also use ferry, sea transportation from Kupang to Ba'a City. From the city to Mando O'Hill, it takes around 1.5 hours. Listeners, after arriving at Mando O'Hill, tourists will be welcomed by stairs. They have to climb step by step, climb the stairs to the peak. Then they are directly presented amazing view. Here, there is also Lopo, a characteristic building of Rote, with half-circle roof and chairs surrounding the area to take rest. To go to the peak of hill takes around 20 minutes on foot. At the north of the hill, tourists can see Lole Hill. Meanwhile, at the west, there are villages and paddy field. At the east, there is Kekah Hill, with bay which has blue color under it. Then, at the south, it is Indian Ocean. Listeners, that was our segment Indonesian Wonder for today. Thank you for listening and sampai jumpa.
To speak Bahasa Indonesia easily and correctly, we present to you Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia.
Hello listener, wherever you are, welcome back to Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, a segment which invites you to learn Bahasa Indonesia. Today we feature a topic entitled Pergi ke Candi Borobudur, which in English means going to Borobudur Temple. Stay tuned. As usual, I will introduce you to the vocabulary and expressions that relate to today's topic of conversation. I'll say the sentence twice loudly and you can repeat after me. Pergi ke Candi Borobudur. Pergi ke Candi Borobudur. In English, going to Borobudur Temple. Kemana? Kemana? In English, where? Hari ini. Hari ini, in English, today. Mendengar, mendengar, in English, to hear. Belum pernah, in English, never been. Letak, letak, in English, location. Jauh, jauh, in English, far. Kota, kota, in English, city. Barat daya, in English, southwest. Barat laut in English, northeast. Tepatnya, tepatnya in English, precisely. Luas, luas in English, wide. Candi Buddha in English, Buddhist temple. Candi Hindu in English, Hindu's temple. Paling besar in English, largest or biggest. Kapan, kapan in English, when. Mendirikan, to build. Membangun in English, to develop. Menarik in English, interesting. Jam 9 pagi, in English, 9 a.m. Bersiap-siap, in English, be ready. Now we give you an example of conversation entitled Pergi ke Candi Borobudur, or in English means going to Borobudur Temple. The conversation is between A. Agnes and B. Krishna. A. Agnes, kita pergi kemana hari ini, Tuan Krishna? Kita pergi kemana hari ini, Tuan Krishna? In English, where are we going today, Mr. Krishna? B. Krishna, ke Candi Borobudur. Ke Candi Borobudur. In English, we are going to Borobudur Temple. Apakah Anda sudah pernah mendengar tentang Candi Borobudur? Apakah Anda sudah pernah mendengar tentang Candi Borobudur? In English, have you know before about Borobudur Temple? A. Agnes, belum pernah. Belum pernah. In English, no, not yet. Di mana letaknya? Apakah jauh dari Yogyakarta? Di mana letaknya? Apakah jauh dari Yogyakarta? Where is the location? Is it far from Yogyakarta? B. Krishna, Borobudur terletak sekitar 100 km barat daya Semarang dan 40 km barat laut Yogyakarta. Borobudur terletak sekitar 100 km barat daya Semarang dan 40 km barat laut Yogyakarta. In English, Borobudur Temple is located about 100 km southwest of Semarang and 40 km northeast of Yogyakarta. A. Agnes, berapa luas candinya? Berapa luas candinya? In English, how is the temple's wide? B. Krishna, luasnya 2.500 meter persegi. Luasnya 2.500 meter persegi. In English, it is 2,500 square meters wide. A. Agnes, Borobudur itu candi Hindu atau Buddha? Borobudur itu candi Hindu atau Buddha? In English, is Borobudur Temple the Buddhist or Hindu's temple? B. Krishna, Borobudur adalah candi Buddha paling besar di dunia. Borobudur adalah candi Buddha paling besar di dunia. Borobudur is the biggest Buddhist temple in the world. A. Agnes, kapan candi Borobudur didirikan? Kapan candi Borobudur didirikan? When was the Borobudur temple built? B. Krishna, candi ini dibangun pada tahun 750 Masehi dan 850 Masehi. Candi ini dibangun pada tahun 750 Masehi dan 850 Masehi. In English, the temple was built in 750 AD and 850 AD. A. Agnes, siapa yang membangun candi ini? Siapa yang membangun candi ini? In English, who built the temple? B. Krishna, candi ini dibangun oleh dinasti Sailendra dan dinasti Sanjaya. Candi ini dibangun oleh dinasti Sailendra dan dinasti Sanjaya. In English, the temple was built by Sailendra and Sanjaya dynasties. Borobudur merupakan tempat pemujaan dan banyak patung Buddha. Borobudur merupakan tempat pemujaan dan banyak patung Buddha. In English, Borobudur is a place of worship and there are many Buddhist statues. A. Agnes, menarik sekali. Kapan kita akan ke sana? Menarik sekali. Kapan kita akan ke sana? In English, very interesting. When will we get there? B. Krishna, hari ini jam 9 pagi kita akan berangkat. Hari ini jam 9 pagi kita akan berangkat. In English, we'll go at 9 a.m. today. A. Agnes, baiklah, mari kita bersiap-siap. Baiklah, mari kita bersiap-siap. In English, all right, let's prepare for it. Listener, that was today's Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. Hopefully, it can be useful for those who want to know more about Bahasa Indonesia. We'll see you again next week with a different topic. Thanks for your attention. See you and sampai jumpa.
Hey, Michelle, what are you reading?
Oh, hi, Steve. I'm reading an Indonesian travel brochure. And guess what?
What?
It's really fun and challenging, you know?
Really?
Yeah. All scenery looks so beautiful. Now I can decide where to visit.
Well, how about Joglo Semar? It is short term for Yogyakarta, Solo, and Semarang.
Oh.
And it is one of the 10 main tourism destinations in Indonesia.
Okay, I'll try to Joglo Semar. Make your dream of having a holiday in Joglo Semar, Indonesia come true by joining VOI International Quiz 2017. Answer the following question. 1. Please mention some VOI programs and which one is your favorite. 2. When do you listen to VOI and in what language? 3. How do you listen to VOI? 4. What is your suggestions for VOI? 5. Tell us briefly, what do you know about Indonesia?
Send the answers along with your personal data, passport number, and passport expiry date to VOI International Quiz at voi.co.id. VOI International Quiz at voi.co.id before August the 1st, 2017. See you in Indonesia.
Music Corner, presenting various kinds of Indonesian music and songs from the Voice of Indonesia. Hello listener of Voice of Indonesia, wherever you are, welcome back with me, Hernita, in Music Corner, a musical segment which introduces you to Indonesian music, either traditional or modern ones. In today's edition, we will present an Indonesian young singer, Calvin Jeremy. Well, listener, let's listen to the first song entitled Dua Cinta Satu Hati by Calvin Jeremy. Happy listening.
Akhirnya ku sadari bila diri ini telah masuk dalam mainanmu. Kini ku sadari bukan hanya diriku yang telah menjadi sandaran hatimu. Dua cinta satu hati, tak pernah kau sadari bila dirimu telah menghancurkan perasaanku. Bagaimana kasih yang ku sayangi, ku lihat permaja di peluk yang lain. Dua cinta dalam satu hati, tak bisa
Listener, Calvin was born in Jakarta on May 6, 1991 under the name of Calvin Jeremy Sihombing. Calvin began his career in the Indonesian music world in 2010 through his first album entitled Selamanya. In the album, there is also a hit single entitled Dua Cinta Satu Hati, which brought him to the best position on the radio in the country at that time. Despite he just started his music career, Calvin immediately gained space in the heart of his listeners in the Philippines. Even an international television channel of music specialist of Channel 5 Asia, also called as John Mayer of Asia. It showed that although young, the musical ability of Calvin Jeremy can be accountable. Then, with a career and a better ability, Calvin Jeremy also launched a second album entitled Calvin Jeremy in 2012. Well, listener, let's listen to the next song entitled Berdua by Calvin Jeremy. Happy listening.
Terus berlalu yang menjadi saksi. terpisahkan, takkan terpisahkan berdua.
Listener, that was the song Berdua by the talented young Indonesian singer Calvin Jeremy. After launching two albums, Calvin also released a single entitled Ada Untukmu in 2014 and returned to success. In 2016, Calvin Jeremy also works with three young Indonesian artists, namely Aliando, Teuku Rasya, and Nikita Willy. Four are joined in a group called The Freaks. In addition, Calvin also collaborated with a singer, songwriter, commercial star, and Malaysian artist, namely Dayan Trisa. Together, Calvin Jeremy and Dayan Trisa released a single entitled Kita in early 2017. The song became part of Calvin's third album entitled Nostalgia. As early in his career, Calvin Jeremy did not focus on the national market segment alone, but also promoted his songs in several Asian countries, such as Vietnam and the Philippines. Well, listener, to conclude our segment of Music Corner for today, let's listen to the last two songs, entitled Bertepuk Sebelah Tangan and Kita, by Calvin Jeremy, in a duet with Dayan Trisa. Happy listening, sampai jumpa!
Meski itu bodoh untukku, tak perlu kau ragu panjangnya sabarku.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz and 11785 kHz for English program, or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id. Send your criticism and suggestions to en.voi.co.id, or send your letter to Voice of Indonesia, RRI World Service, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat, No. 4 and 5, Jakarta, or P.O. Box 1157, Jakarta 10011, Indonesia. And join us on Facebook, Voice of Indonesia, and Twitter, VoI Indonesia.